Breaking news, the stunning fall, and this scandal now widening tonight. Congressman Eric Swalwell resigning from Congress. It's now official. His resignation read before Congress. Swalwell forced to step down amid multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. The scandal already forcing him to drop out of the California governor's race. And tonight here, a new accuser coming forward in an emotional news conference. What she claims he did.
Another woman has come forward to allege sexual assault by Congressman Eric Swalwell. At a press conference Tuesday, Alana Drews claimed the congressman drugged and raped her after offering to help with her career in 2018.
He raped me. And he choked me. I lost consciousness. And I thought I died.
Swalwell officially resigned his congressional...
A deal was 1 or 2 days away. The Strait of Hormuz is wide open. Iran has agreed to almost everything, including, the president said, in a conversation with my colleague Weijia Jiang, a joint U.S.-Iranian effort to remove all highly enriched uranium from the country. This handing over of the keys to Iran's nuclear kingdom would come, Trump told Weijia, without the U.S. handing over even $1, not even, in Trump's words, 10 cents. About all of this from the president, Iran has said next to nothing.
Camera's frozen. I know you can hear me. Hang on a second. I don't know why it's been doing that lately. Let me unplug it. Let me see what happens here. Let's see if we switch it up. Hang on. Be patient. Welcome back to Resistance Chicks. There is someone here. This is like a magic trick. I'm here, but you can't see me. You can hear me, but you can't see me. Okay. We're going to do this. There I am. And then I'm going to come back. Hang on. Let me switch it one more time. To the proper one. And please start. Please start. Please start. Come on, dude. I know you can do it. Let me unplug it. Hang on. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Well, look at here. Hang on. There I am. Oh, hallelujah. Look at that. Praise Jesus. Are you ready for some church? Okay. All right. So here we are. Welcome back. Sorry about that for the podcast listeners. They're like, what's going on? We don't even watch your show. We just listen. Okay, I think we're here, right? Have we all gathered around together? All right, so let's just play stupid games, get stupid prizes. Play stupid games, get stupid prizes. I'm not talking about the Strait of Hormuz. We'll get to that in a second. Eric Swalwell. Now, there's always been something about this guy. Next level creepy. He became famous because he tooted once. Like, no one's ever done that before, but it just so happened to be caught on camera. And so, you know, that's like the worst. You should never make fun of somebody for that, because if you are alive and you have never broken wind, you're probably an alien. Okay, so ain't nobody get to call anybody out on breaking wind. Like, you don't get to do that. I don't even care. But there's something, like, next level creepy about this guy. You just, like, get the bad vibes, okay? He has been accused. 5 women have accused this dude. So he resigned. Now, am I the only one that feels like a resignation is an admission to guilt? Like, it just feels that way. Now, they were threatened. They say they, because I'm going to get to Gonzalez in a second. Threatened with expulsion. Now there's even more congressmen and congresspeople, whatever you want to call them, tied up in this whole shenanigans thing. Here's the thing. Here's the problem I have. Do you ever get the feeling that when this kind of stuff happens to people in Congress, that everybody else is sitting there going like, glad they didn't get my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, glad that my closet of skeletons and dead bodies and bribes and fraud and rape and sexual assault and harassment and child sacrifice and all the things. I'm glad that my mind didn't spill out. And I, you know, they're just kind of like sitting there, like head down, like, don't say anything. Don't, you know, this, it's just, it's, that's how I feel about this whole thing. I actually don't like the phrase play stupid games, get stupid prizes, but every once in a while, the broken clock is right twice a day. And that phrase fits. The standard. No, let me, I'm not even gonna go there. Here's the thing I think most of us feel. I'm not going to lie. I am going to bring this around here every once in a while, especially if Leah's not here to rein me in. Maybe I reveal a bit too much and Leah hates that. She's not even, I don't know when she's going to get here. It might be the Michelle show the whole day. You'll love it. Every once in a while, I look at the way that parents treat their children. And because I don't have any children and I would love to have children, there is a small part of me that I repent for that goes, I don't think you know how good you have it, right? Or, you know, whatever. Like, you don't know how good you have it. You don't know the blessing that that child is for someone like me that would just love to have children. Now I'm going to translate that. That's the part that Leah would be like, Michelle, why do you guys say that stuff? Because we're real. And it's the most professional real show on the internet. Telling it to you every time. These people are in Congress, right? They are in Congress. Like, one of the highest, most revered positions. Federal Congress. In our entire country. And I feel like most of us sitting here would be like, man, if I was a congressman or woman, like, there's so much I would be able to do. And like, it, you feel like it would be like, it would bring out the very best of who you are. The very, you know, deepest of patriot, like your inner, like all of a sudden your name would become, you know, the name of a founding father, you know, like you just feel this, you know, like if I had your position, the last thing I would be doing is raping and strangling women. Like, if I had your position, the last thing that I would be thinking of is how can I make a bunch of money doing this? I think that most of us, I'm going to, like, I really think I speak for most of you here in the chat. You are in the same boat as me. Like, if I had their position, not that, I don't think that we're all so naive to think that, like, we would be able to accomplish everything that we set out to do. But I really do think that most of us are like, man, if I was in there, I would be able to showcase like the my inner founding father, the goodness, the purity, the holiness, the righteousness, the, like, you know, Trump ran on America first, not like line my pocket first. And that's what all of these Congress people are doing. The corruption is so deep. Now, I am going to say this, though. I know I'm on a demon kick. And what I mean by that is everything's demonic at this point in my life. Like, everything that's negative, I'm blaming it on a demon, okay? However, before I got on this relatively recent kick, and I say this on the show all the time, so forgive the repeat, Ron Hood, who was in our Congress here in Ohio, came on our show when he was running for governor with Candace Keller. And he said that these seats are demonically held and it doesn't matter who holds that seat. Unless you kick the demon and the ruler and the principality out of that seat, anybody that sits in it will be corrupted. And that is so true. So I really can't even blame these people because I think, I mean this, I think that when they get into these seats, the demons ravage them. And you look at like a Marjorie Taylor Greene and a Lauren Boebert, like these were just regular people that, and they had husbands when they started. They were just trying to do like the Patriot thing. And then they went viral. And then they thought, well, because I went viral for standing up for good, I guess I could run for Congress. And they did. And they won. And then these demons ravaged them, like literally. And I think that, like, are we not praying for these people enough? I don't know. But the demons in the halls of Congress, they're diabolical. They're the darkest. They're the grossest. They're just, ugh. So we're going to get into all of that. Okay. Anyway, sorry, I was reading your comments. Wicked Psych says not to criticize, but it has been negative energy lately. Are you saying our show has been? I think it's because we've had what we've had to cover, because I think we've had actually some pretty lighthearted shows. As a matter of fact, what was the show the other day that I was like drunk on cold medicine and the whole start of the show was like super hilarious? And I thought I really should turn that into a Chickmunks. But then I was too sick and tired to actually do that, even though I wanted to, because it was really funny. I will try to we'll try to lighten it. I mean, I don't know. How do I cover Eric Swalwell raping and strangling a woman lightheartedly? I mean, do you feel like there's negative energy with, like, I mean, Trump coming out and saying, not saying, posting a picture of him that if you covered the face, it legit looked like Jesus. Like, you cover that with light? I don't know. You cover that with light energy? Laura Lee in the chat says, we need a huge congressional exorcism. That is, and I'm there for it. Like, I'm there. Oh, I don't even want to cover this. I don't want to do this. Okay, guys. Leah's not here, so you're getting the Michelle show, which hopefully is full of positive energy. Wicked Sykes. I don't know what you're going to. Honestly, I'm still, I don't want any sympathy. Prayers would be helpful, but I have a giant headache right now. And all I wanted to do was sleep. And I said to Leah this afternoon, because we had kind of a demonic attack. And I said to Leah, we were upstairs praying, and I was kind of like, I'm just like out of it. And she's like, and I said, do you want to cancel the show? And she looks at me and she goes, why do you always do that? Why do you always say that? And I was like, no. I'm serious this time. Like, I was dead serious because I'm so tired and I have this headache. And like, guys, I'm not going to lie. Coming on here to do all this stuff, to cover all of these like heavy, and they are heavy topics, but it's like, you're not wrong. And then to bring the energy and to, you know, to stay, like, it is not easy. There are times, you know, I'm not saying that I feel like I'm headed to public school, because that was like such a drag. I don't feel that at all. A lot of times I'm super excited for the show and I look forward to it and I'm giddy and I'm like, yay, I get to be with my friends. And I love you guys so much. But then there's other times where I'm just like, oh, man, I just want to skip the show. Like, right? Today was definitely one of those days. But I'm here for it because I love y'all. And you know what she says to me? She goes, Michelle, there are thousands of people waiting. We can't let them down. And honestly, that is always the thing that brings me back. It's you guys. It's like, I always come back and I'm like, no, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it 100%, 110, all I got it. Okay. So anyway, how do I do this? So here's the deal. You guys always ask us, you're like, name names. Well, this is no secret. And I want to say this in the best way possible. I probably shouldn't even do this because I don't know all the details. And that's one of the reasons why I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway. So it's no secret on the show. I have mentioned Pastor Todd Coconato, that we love him. Like, I love him. I trust him as a man of faith. I trust him as a pastor. I think he's a phenomenal voice in our country. And in this moment, love him. And I feel the same way about Amanda Grace. There's a butt coming. So, and that has not changed. That opinion, full stop, remains the same for both of them. However, there was a meeting at the White House this week by the Office of Faith, and both Todd And Amanda and her husband were part of that group. Now, if I were to dig deep into who else went, they would probably be people that I know personally, like people whose numbers I have. And Todd came out of it and he was so excited and he took a selfie and he's like, man, the Office of the Faith is doing so much and I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. There's more to come. And there's a lot of people on like the side of truth. Hi, Leah. Welcome to my show. That I always want to lift up and encourage and I don't ever want to say a negative word against them. And Todd and Amanda would be in those groups. However, and this is not a negative word against them, so that's why I'm trying to figure out how I say this. I really think that because of Trump's, we'll call it a faux pas. Does that work for you guys? Is that an accurate description of the tweet with him as a doctor? A doctor with light coming out of his hands in a robe that looked like Jesus. So after that, I think that the Office of Faith has reached out to the farther reaching pastors and voices in this moment to try to get them on Trump's side and to be a voice for him. When it comes to damage control, if I'm the White House and I don't have any morals, I'm 100% going to do the same thing. It was a brilliant move. And it would seem also effective. So pray. Because I don't know how many people would be able to resist a phone call from the asking for a visit to the White House. Because this is what you're going to think. Even if I don't agree with everything, God's placed me in this position and I will be able to speak into some things. Paula White met with the creator of the religious cult of the Moonies. You guys remember them, the Moonies? She met with that leader, and so it begs the question: is it the office of all faiths, including Islam, Buddhism, Moonies, or is it the office of Christian faith? I don't think that it is the office of Christian faith. I think it's the office of all faiths, and that's disappointing.
Well, I think that's what he deemed it as. There was a Muslim on there. And,
right.
You know.
So, but for Paula White to be able to step in and you know, shake hands with the Mooney, that's a bit weird. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird.
So now that I have done my Michelle intro, and we had a camera issue when we started.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had to get it fixed. But everybody was here for it. You guys are so super encouraging, although wicked psyched. And I appreciate feedback. We love feedback, honestly, especially if you say it nicely. Look how nice you look.
I just came from a farm and there was probably hay in my hair.
Hey, the feedback from Wicked Psych says that it's been a little bit negative energy lately. And this is what I said. I said, well, we're covering negative things. So like war and like the 180 kids blown up.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Wicked Sykes. You're kind of right. My feed on my Twitter has not had I realized that, like, wait a minute, where's all that fun stuff that used to come in my feed? Like when I had all those commercial breaks.
You smell like horses.
Do I?
Like not the good kind.
Wow. Okay.
You smell like, you got shoes on in there.
Oh, it's probably my shoes.
Leah? Are you bringing horse poopy into the studio?
No, no.
It doesn't smell like...
It's just horse.
You know what? That's not horse. Hey, you know what? You go to the bathroom in the toilet and you drop some bombs in there, do people say that just smells like human?
No, we don't.
No, because it smells like the worst of human.
So this is how horses work. They don't actually... You don't actually ever step in horse poop. Okay, because they go in little piles and you scoop them. That's part of my job.
You smell like what comes out of the back of a horse, not a horse. Because horses don't smell like that.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm feeling it. I just did. Stop. Okay.
I'm putting my armor on for you.
Okay. So did you give them any updates on the Strait of Hormuz or anything?
No, we didn't get to the Strait. We went to the Cockeyed with
Do you even care?
Do you like my little thing? Look at that. Isn't that cute?
So do you even care? Like, how much time should we spend on the Iran war that cost billions of dollars, took several U.S. servicemen's lives?
Yeah.
And has fractured MAGA. And Trump is declaring victory. And, you know, I'm just wondering if we're there. Are we there yet, Trump? Are we there? Are we there? And then the victory lap over Swalwell, who is just a very slimy, vile human creature. Being. So you know what? Let's start with the vile human creature.
Who smells like horse. And do you have all your tabs up? Okay, let me get them up.
I do.
The other thing that we haven't covered yet, and I don't mean this to be negative energy. I will say it happily. I'm bringing it like, wait. Let me get on my positive, like, woo! And Trump threw Riley Gaines under the bus this week, too. Pata! Is that more happy energy of a negative subject? Because I don't even know how to cover the negative subjects with positive energy.
We will work on it.
Like, I don't know how to do that. So, you know, Riley... and I actually, out of all the famous people that have become famous, I like, she's real. Like, she breathes air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not an alien.
Really,
like,
loves Jesus. And
she very kindly said what she said about Trump's Dr. post. And she was really nice about it. And then Trump comes up like, yeah,
not really cared not a for fan. Her, not a fan.
Not a fan. And so then she graciously comes back and she's like, I totally support the president. You know, and I was like, Riley, you are a bigger human being than I could ever be. Like, 100%. I don't even know.
She's a faster swimmer.
She's fast. she's a bigger human being and a faster swimmer.
Sure. At our exclusive CBS okay. News interview with two women who say Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell sexually harassed them. They told Nancy Cordes why they finally decided to go public. Swalwell denies allegations of sexual misconduct, but he did suspend his campaign for governor on Sunday and then announced he's going to resign from Congress. Nancy Cordes joins us now from Washington. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Nora. This is the first time that Swalwell's accusers have been willing to go on camera. And they told us it wasn't an easy decision, but that they've been shocked to discover how many women had stories about Swalwell that were apparently just like theirs.
Apparently.
I didn't tell anybody for years. Out of fear.
What were you afraid of?
Well, at first I thought I was all alone.
Annika Albrecht was still in college when she says she got what she thought was a big break. California Congressman Eric Swalwell offering to stay in touch after meeting with her student group in Washington, D.C.
He offered to mentor me.
Wow.
That was as someone who knew virtually nothing about politics at the time or no one. That was just an incredibly generous offer that I felt very lucky.
Ladies, Christian men, be careful about any man saying that they will mentor you.
No, you don't need no mentor. You need a womentor.
Yeah. Key to have.
She says Swalwell created a group chat with all the students and then added her as a friend on the messaging app Snapchat.
And so I asked the other
Snapchat
people that were in the meeting, did he add
Snapchat?
We don't have Snapchat.
Snapchat's probably your first clue.
Them. And they said no.
Were they all men?
Yes. I was the only woman in the meeting.
She says Swalwell, who was then in his late 30s, started out talking politics, but his messages soon turned flirtatious.
Ultimately, it reached a point where he invited me to a hotel to meet him. It was very clear what the connotation was. At that point, I completely stopped responding. What I keep thinking back to is how lucky I am that I didn't go to that hotel.
Allie Sammarco says she had a similar experience in 2021. She sent Swalwell a supportive message on Twitter And to her surprise, he messaged right back.
I was so excited. I was a low-level staffer who had no real political background, and he was this established figure in Democratic politics.
They began to text, but she says he soon asked if she, too, was on Snapchat, mm-hmm. where messages and photos automatically get deleted after they're viewed.
How did the tenor of his conversation change?
It started out as professional and platonic, and then slowly they became more and more explicit, asking me what I was wearing. Then one night he was on a trip and he was laying in his hotel room bed, and then he sent me a photo of his penis.
Oh, dear God.
Samarco showed us text messages she sent to friends at the time about Swalwell's alleged advances. In one, she wrote, "He's snapping me right now, asking when he can see me." But beyond that, both women said little for years as they built careers as Democratic campaign strategists.
I was terrified that if I spoke out against him, then people would think that I was a loose cannon, that I couldn't be trusted, that maybe I'm making it up.
You were.
That was until Swalwell decided to run for governor of California.
I'm Eric Swalwell, and it's this simple.
And quickly moved to the top of the pack.
The idea that this man who has already abused his power would be given even more power and could potentially harm even more women made my whole body sick.
So, 2 weeks ago, Albrecht reached out to her good friend Cheyenne Hunt, a Democratic content creator, and asked her to post a video about the rumors that have dogged Swalwell for years.
The Democratic candidate currently leading in the California governor's race has a known history of being predatory towards women.
I could never have guessed where it would lead us.
Where did it lead?
I was immediately slammed with DMs from other women who said, "I have a story to tell." And that was when I realized that this was a lot bigger than I think any of us knew.
Swalwell has acknowledged what he called mistakes of judgment, but denied all allegations of sexual misconduct.
They have never had, and I will fight them with everything that I have.
And yet on Sunday, he suspended his bid for governor, and yesterday announced his plan to resign from Congress.
Is that justice in your view?
I think we just prevented another 30 to 40 years potentially of him harming people if he were to stay in Congress.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think we have served justice for his future victims. Wow. That won't exist anymore.
We reached out to Swalwell multiple times to ask about these specific.
It gets worse than this because there
breaking
are
news. The stunning
said that he actually drugged them.
Fall and this scandal now widening tonight. Congressman Eric Swalwell resigning from Congress. It's now official. His resignation read before Congress. Swalwell forced to step down amid multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. The scandal already forcing him to drop out of the California governor's race. And tonight here, a new accuser coming forward in an emotional news conference. What she claims he did. ABC's Rachel Scott leading us off.
Tonight, Eric Swalwell, no longer a member of Congress, the clerk reading his resignation on the House floor.
I plan to resign my seat in Congress effective at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on April 14th.
But tonight, the accusations against the Democrat are mounting. At least six women have accused him of sexual misconduct. Today, Lana Drews, a former model, coming forward to say that Swalwell assaulted her in his hotel room in 2018.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died.
Swalwell's attorney quick to respond, saying the former congressman categorically and unequivocally denies each and every allegation of sexual misconduct and assault, calling them false, fabricated, and deeply offensive. Several women say Swalwell abused his position as a member of Congress. Ali Samarco claims he sent her lewd text messages after offering to help her get a job.
He would say things like, "What are you doing? What are you wearing? Send me a photo of what you're doing." We were talking.
Hill today, Swalwell's close friend, Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona, facing tough questions about what he knew.
This man led a double life. He lied to us. He lied to his family, lied to his constituents.
But Gallego also acknowledging he had heard rumors about Swalwell for many years.
Swalwell had called you his best friend. You have never asked him about any of the rumors that have been swirling around Democratic politics of his inappropriate behavior?
I did. I did ask him, and he lied to me.
Tonight, Eric Swalwell's congressional office empty, newspapers piling up outside. But he's not the only lawmaker to call it quits today. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez resigning as well amid his own sex scandal. Gonzalez accused of having an affair with a former staffer who later died by suicide. In his statement announcing his departure, Gonzalez saying, there is a season for everything. Mm. God has a plan for all of us.
No, no.
And David, it is rare to see two lawmakers resign on the same day, but both Tony.
So this isn't it. So that we covered Gonzalez before. That was the really weird staffer thing that her husband found out about the affair.
Yeah.
And then she ended up setting herself on fire and killing herself. Absolutely horrible. But that this is not all. I don't know if this is like, I don't know how deep this reckoning goes. I'm actually encouraged that there seems to be like a day of reckoning.
This news
looks like two more lawmakers have been caught up in all of this shenanigans.
Congressional correspondent Kately Huey Burns is following the allegations on Capitol Hill and calls for accountability in Congress. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning. There has been a reckoning up here on Capitol Hill this week, and there's no word yet on when Tony Gonzalez's seat will be filled, but California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a special election to replace Swalwell will occur later in August, just before the midterms. And this all comes as Swalwell faces another allegation of sexual assault.
Another woman has come forward to allege sexual assault by Congressman Eric Swalwell. At a press conference Tuesday, Alana Drews claimed the congressman drugged and raped her after offering to help with her career in 2018.
He raped me.
So I don't know.
I died.
After multiple sexual misconduct allegations against him, including one of assault by a former staffer, which Swalwell denies.
Is that
earlier this week, two of his accusers spoke with CBS News.
I think we just prevented.
After admitting last month he had an affair with a staffer who later died by assault to leave Congress. And two congressional women, Republican Ana Paulina Luna of Florida and Democrat Teresa Legere Fernandez of New Mexico, led the charge in forcing them out by preparing measures to expel them.
If it wouldn't have been for those resolutions that we were each filing, they wouldn't have resigned.
Do you think this is a reckoning up here on Capitol Hill?
Probably this is going to set forth maybe a chain reaction. I know in talking to both Democrats and Republicans, they're just like, you know, in so many words, time to take out the trash.
Why did you take it upon yourselves to do this?
I think it's a really poor reflection on all of us. It was unacceptable that nothing was being done about it.
We need to hold ourselves accountable as well.
Two of their other colleagues are also facing calls to be removed. Republican Corey Mills is facing an ethics committee investigation over alleged sexual misconduct, campaign finance violations, and holding federal contracts. Mills was also served a restraining order by an ex-girlfriend. Democrat Sheila Sherfless McCormick was criminally charged last year with stealing $5 million in federal disaster funds and using the money for her congressional campaign.
Oh, dear.
Congresswoman Sherfless McCormick has denied any wrongdoing and is rejecting calls to step down or be expelled, emphasizing due process. And Congressman Corey Mills says he's cooperating with the ethics probe, denies any of the allegations, and says the comparisons to Swalwell and Gonzalez are, quote, unfair. Back to you.
Unfair. Unfair. Let me tell you about unfair, okay? Unfair is that you people hold office at all, period. That's unfair. Now, I don't know. Guys, remind me if we did the Corey Mills episode, because
I don't feel like we covered
went down the Corey Mills rabbit hole. Actually, The Blaze did. Sarah Gonzalez, I think, over there at The Blaze. They have been calling out Corey Mills for a long time. He's one of those stolen valor guys. Mm. So, like, there's a weird story of him being over in Afghanistan and, like, nobody knows who he is. Like, he's just kind of like a guy that's there. And eventually he gets like booted out. and he and his Iraqi wife, who were married by a Muslim sheikh,
no way,
started a defense contracting business.
Oh, wow.
And made millions of dollars.
That's convenient.
It's very shady. It's very weird. And he had, while he's married to the Iraqi wife, he had a girlfriend that everybody knows that he had this girlfriend that he's hooking up with. And she had a restraining order against him for violence.
Oh, my gosh.
Very strange. That, yeah, that kid, I didn't know about the other. I don't know the other Democrat with the $5 million of FEMA funds.
Yeah, that. Okay, so.
Never heard of her.
A beautiful black woman and $5 million. What? How does this happen?
I think. Here's what I know. The only way you get in Congress is if you're corrupt.
Yeah.
There's no way. And when they are done with you, you're gone. Because you can see, you know, I don't trust when a Democrat and a Republican come together to do much. But I will say that the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Reconnaissance Association, I don't know what it stands for. I'm making things up. It's the ability to spy on U.S. citizens.
Right.
And Donald Trump vowed to get rid of it because he got caught up in the FISA. Well, it was coming up for renewal and everybody was going to renew it. Even Donald Trump tweeted, you know what he said? It's so weird. He goes, I'm willing to suffer. And I got the tweet up. Suffer and die.
So
because of FISA, because we have to renew this thing.
Do you have the tweet that it's not just a tweet, but he ran in 2020. Well, he's run three times now, actually.
Yes.
But he has run on getting rid of FISA.
I know.
Like that has been. And so when you guys come at us and we be like, listen, our boy Trump, who told us he was going to do this, and he's doing a complete 180, and then you guys come at us and be like, I can't believe you leaving Trump. Like, you know, marriage vows, you know, to have and to hold, and then sickness and health and all that, you know what I mean?
For FISA or no FISA.
That's not how this works. It's not like that, right? It's not if somebody completely turns. It's not like, let's say you marry somebody, and you both decide, like, we ain't going to have kids. Not gonna happen. Like, we're not having kids. We're getting married. We ain't gonna have kids. It's not something I'm ever gonna do. Or like, you know what? I'm never gonna move to the Colorado mountains. I'm not doing it. I'm never gonna do that. And then you get married and maybe I wanna have kids. You know, maybe I wanna move to Colorado. I don't wanna move to Colorado. I'm just giving examples of things like people that they never wanted to do. They got married. Opinions change. Views change. That's not the same thing as the political realm. You don't just be like, you know what, I'm totally against abortion. I'm running on it. Y'all need to know I'm going to be the most pro-life president that there ever was. And then, like, once you get elected, once you get married, once we now married you, Donald Trump, you can be like, actually, I really think that, you know, 6 weeks is too soon.
Okay,
like, so you don't get to do that.
Thomas Massey retweeted this out. He, Congressman Burchett, it's going to be right... It was just a couple that actually stood the test of time.
Did you retweet this?
I'm going to here.
Okay.
I'm just going to retweet it because I had it up. All right. So Thomas Massey says, last night between midnight and 2 a.m., they tried to pass two bad versions of FISA between midnight and 2 a.m. Both would have allowed the feds to unconstitutionally spy on Americans. We stopped both versions, but the fight isn't over. Eventually, it was decided to give them two more weeks to fix FISA. Just in its official, conservatives have blocked an attempt to ram through a five-year extension of FISA in the dead of night, extending it by only 2 weeks. Lauren Boebert, Matt Massey, and Tim Burchett are out here celebrating a win against the deep state.
Can we play this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys have successfully blocked the five-year extension for FISA tonight. Woo-hoo! You consider this a win? It's a 30-day... when is it?
2 week.
2 week. Okay, yeah. Even better. All right. And why is it important not to extend FISA? I mean, like, keep in mind, this is what they use to spy on President Trump's campaign. It's a warrantless spying program. Why do you think that they are continuing to try to force this through?
It's a deep state.
It's a deep state.
That's what it does.
Here's the briefing that we're never going to get. Because, you know, they try to bring us in all these classified briefings and, you know, tell us how dangerous it is to have warrants to spy on American citizens. The briefing that we're never going to get is, hi, our agency has been given too much power by Congress. We need you to take some of it back.
And today I went in the SCIF and saw two top secret documents that showed this program is getting worse, not better.
Okay, so how does this, I just want to relate this a little bit to like the average American. How could this affect somebody like, you know, your average Kentuckian, the place that you represent? How could FISA being passed again for five years?
If you get on the government's
shit list,
bad list, naughty list, regardless of who is in the White House, right? They could put your name in this, find things about you, and then go recreate another evidence trail to discover that. Because they're never going to say they used FISA to find the stuff out about it. And then they go, you get a random stop, traffic stop. Oh, it's Burchett.
It's Burchett.
Burchett's doing his own proof of life video.
Hey!
Hey man, you know they.
What do you think of FISA?
A Hollywood studio, but we really didn't get them.
Burchett's,
he's got his video going.
He's looking for aliens. Over there.
What do you think of aliens? What's your? Actually,
I'm
both
defer.
Of you.
I'm going to defer. Burchett here.
I believe in illegal and the can from outer space.
Okay, how about FISA? Are they spying on aliens with FISA?
I don't believe in FISA.
You don't believe in FISA?
Only reason aliens don't come down here because there is no intelligent life. Anyway, I'm tired. So,
I love this guy. I love all these people. He's
nice. I'm seeing Nick.
So we have some actual, the very few, there are 535 of you guys, but very few good ones.
I'll just say that. Yeah. All right.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty good. When I asked Burchett what he thinks of Pfizer, if it's used to spy on aliens, he said, I don't believe in Pfizer. The only reason aliens don't come down here is because there's not intelligent life.
That was pretty good.
Way to go, Tim Burchett. Speaking of aliens, Donald Trump, if you just go to the left there, says American astronauts are going to go to the moon and we will plant a flag on Mars.
You said to the left?
Right there. That one.
Okay. Hang on. Wait. Let me screen share. We all can watch it together.
We will defeat America's enemies. We will unshackle our magnificent destiny. We will return American astronauts to the moon, and we will plant our flag someday soon on Mars. For almost 250 years, our nation has stood as an inspiration to humanity and proof of what American faith and courage can achieve. It's amazing what's happened, especially what's happened over the last year. We will
So I don't believe that we're going to ever go back to the moon. I don't think we went to the moon. I think that we could probably go to the moon. But I think that before you start talking about Mars, don't you think you should at least land a guy on the moon again?
Right. If it was that simple,
you know
what I mean?
It's kind of like you're like, you know what? I can't swim in a baby pool, but I'm going to swim the English Channel.
Yeah.
In one go of it. And I have no legs or arms.
What do you think that the...
I'm just going to lap my way there with my mouth.
What do you think Trump's agenda is behind this space stuff?
Elon Musk. He just... You hear something over and over and over again. And Elon is a little demon-possessed and a little probably schizophrenic. He's not mentally well. Okay, he makes promises. I don't know if I have it up here, but this week he said, we want to give universal high income for all of the jobs that are going to be replaced by AI. And Michelle made a really good observation.
Now, give him the figure you gave me.
That
what, it was $100,000, you said.
No, he didn't say. I just made things up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, what is a high income?
Okay.
And Michelle's like, hey, what are those little vacuum, those circle vacuum things? They can't even empty themselves and they get stuck. The little circle vacuums that go like, and then they like, and here's the thing. They're circles. They will never get into the corners. You're always going to need to hire somebody to get into the corners. You know, it's just a strange.
They have like, no idea what point I just made by what you just said.
AI is not going to replace all these quote unquote jobs.
How about you?
Because you got a robot vacuum. They can't even empty it.
Here's the point that I made.
That was the point I got from your point.
Okay, so you guys know that we're known as the Pilgrim Girls. At the very inception of the land of the Americas, one of the inceptions is the Plymouth Colony. And they all had to work together in unison for all the food. And there were some people that just sat around and they were just lazy. They didn't do anything. And they just still continued to eat from the same community basket. So what did the governor, William Bradford,
do? No more socialism.
He's like, listen, no, everybody, you grow what you grow and you eat what you grow. And production exploded. So if you are going to get $5,000 UBI every month, and I was previously the trash guy that, you know, drove by and got trash from the curb. Yeah. I'm getting $5,000 a month UBI, universal basic income. We're both getting UBI. We're both getting $5,000. What's the incentive to actually do the jobs that still need doing?
There will always need to be jobs.
Zero. And zip. So zilch.
This is the whole idea of like going to Mars still. Like, we have not been to the moon, okay? And we just slingshot some astronauts around the moon. I would say, you know, when you're on a road trip and you're passing something and you're probably never going to pass it again in your life, you get out. You walk around from it. You take a picture, okay?
If it's that simple.
In the 1960s, you're going to tell me that we got some astronauts. They went to the moon. They got out. Who's filming, by the way?
They're hopping around.
They're just hopping around. We planted that flag there. We got back on, started that rocket ship back up, and zoomed it all the way back home. And then they're telling us that because the NASA engineers that created that rocket are dead. Houston,
this is one small step for man. This is one giant leap for mankind.
Yep. That's, yeah, there you go. That's how they did it.
I wasn't even there.
You weren't even there.
But it was pretty good.
That it was pretty good. So
A++.
Listen, you slingshotted yourself around the moon. And you came back and then you kissed the ground and you did all the things. Wonderful. We're not going to Mars. We don't need to go to Mars. Stop it.
I'm actually angry.
I'm angry.
Okay, I'm angry because people. I don't want to be the we didn't land on the moon person. Like, I don't want to be that. I remember when Matt came and brought it to us at first. He didn't bring it to us. Like, he brought it to it, like, because I've always known that people believe that. But he brought it to us, like, legit. I was like,
that is so crazy.
And I was like, that's so dumb, you know. And what's his, Bill Hicks is Alex Jones, like, the whole nine yards, right? And so I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I know. And here's the thing. Do you know why I know that we landed on the moon? Here's how I know that we landed on the moon. Because my entire life, I was told that we did. And so it became a deeply held core belief of mine. And you can't take that away from somebody without ripping part of their soul with them. You know, I wasn't even alive when this thing happened. And yet it's in me. Like, it's American as apple pie. We landed on the daggone moon. You can't take it away. And yet here we are. And these people, it's not my fault we didn't actually land on the moon. So don't call me crazy tinfoil hat wearing whatever, because y'all lied to people. You guys don't even know Neil Armstrong. He would never lie. Look how honest that man is. He has one of those honest faces, and he does. You see Neil Armstrong and he talks about his experience on the moon, and you're like, I know you did. I know you went there. But here's the problem. Like, did he go there or did he just go there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a really good question.
I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be and I will never be. And this is, I draw the line because Bible. Mm. You will never find Leah and I as flat earthers. If you are one, that's fine. We're not going to debate it. I mean, you can leave your comments for other people to read. We're not debating that. I'm not going there. It's that the Bible, okay, and science and God. Okay, but I won't ever go there. But it in my mind, it was in that category.
Okay, so just one more video on the Swalwell because Senator John Kennedy, always the gentleman, I want to let him weigh in on the Swalwell massacre here.
I don't know whether I ought to do this, but I'm going to do it.
That's what I started the show off with.
I don't hate anybody. I've said that before. That before standing here, I don't. I do
why
not.
Do you have to.
When I pray, I pray.
Why do we expect you?
God, don't let me hate because it is hard up here. It's not worth it.
Okay.
But if I had a short list of people that I would consider hating, Congressman Eric Swalwell would be on it.
He doesn't like him a lot.
He is.
So, Michelle.
Yep.
He is under my.
The staffer right here. It feels AI because this staffer here has to sit here and like not move.
And the confidence of the American people in this body.
We're going to get teary-eyed.
Here's my impression of Congressman Eric Swalwell eating an ice cream cone.
Oh, dear God.
You know why I do that? Life is hard.
It's even
but it's harder when you're stupid. And if you're going to be stupid, by God, you better be tough. This is no country for creepy old men. And Congressman Swalwell, he about to find that out. Karma may be slow, but it's almost always on time.
I think that he and my Uncle Jack could just sit there and go back and forth like all day.
I know.
So, you know, we ask Uncle Jack, hey, you want to go to the movies? Or he'll say, might as well.
Can't dance.
But he can dance, so.
Kitty, though.
Yeah, he could. He was back in the day.
Well, sure, yeah.
So, you know, we're looking for ideas for Uncle Jack because, as you know, maybe some of you don't know, he got a knee replacement last June and it's been a while of recovery. And it was like a whole summer of kind of like pain from the surgery and like medicines. And then it was winter. And suddenly spring has sprung.
Spring is in the air.
And he's realizing that he can walk. Not, you know, he still uses his cane, but he's not using his walker. Using his cane, he wanted to help cover our couch with outdoor couch we cover
in the rain.
For the rain, it didn't actually rain, and we had a table on top of a table. Anything, and then I heard a crash and I heard glass, and so as he was pulling the cover off, this other table fell onto this glass table, and it was
it was already broken though.
It had a little tiny place.
Yeah,
and he was sweeping the garage, and
good little sweeper.
So we were like. Are there any like envelope stuffing businesses? And Michelle and I both Googled it at the same time.
We didn't know we were both Googling
got the
it.
Same answer that said, if you do find someone offering for you to stuff envelopes, it is a scam. Run away.
Phishing.
It's a phishing scam.
No, 8-Ball says phishing. So here's a problem with the phishing. That's not a bad idea. It's a good idea, actually. We're hoping for some things he can do around the house by himself.
Yeah, because like we'd have to go.
We have to go fishing, which would be, I guess, good for us. I've only been fishing like once in my life.
Yes,
but that would be more of a group thing. I'm looking for something, and I was thinking even like a job.
Mm.
Like I thought Walmart greeter, but like he's got a little social anxiety, so that might not be like a good.
Yeah, and he got a little dementia, so that would kind of be hard to get to the bathroom and back.
Right.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
He gained the walk, but not far.
Right. So we're hoping for like I what the AI suggested to me. It's called light assembly.
Okay.
I don't even know. I do know exactly what that is. It's what I do for our products. Okay.
But you do actually. Some of your products have been lightly assembled by Uncle Jack.
Well, no, they've been lightly taken apart. Like if they come with plastic on them.
Okay. Yeah, they have not been assembled by Uncle Jack.
He helps me take the plastic out.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're still praying about that. He definitely needs, and he's very, very handy. He's been out there working on his truck. He was a mechanic for 25 years.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping it doesn't actually start and keep, because he can try to drive it, which he did last summer.
the 52.
It got out of the thing, and then it took a while to get back up and got stuck in the front yard for a while, right during the yard sale.
Yeah.
Oh, that was something else.
That was intense.
That was. You know what else is intense? There's going to be, it's been unprecedentedly warm. It's going to get cold. Just I'm going to do a little, little resistance chicks weather report for you. Mother Nature across the mid-Atlantic can only be described by Katy Perry lyric, you're hot and then you're cold. As a meteorologist warns that a tropospheric polar vortex will sweep across the lower 48 this weekend into early next week, abruptly ending the summer-like conditions in Washington, D.C. And here, Michelle and I briefly toyed with the idea of opening the pool. But then I said the low of 37 would probably drop the temperatures.
We don't hurt the pumps.
Yes. A bulging lobe of the tropospheric polar vortex will be tracking through the lower 48, bringing a cold front and much cooler air to the eastern U.S. Let's play the video. As you can see it coming in.
Do you mean climate engineering?
Folks.
Is that the bulging lobe? Watch it again. The blue spinny thing.
It's a bulging lobe.
Here it comes. There it turns into a, like, right
there.
Shh, what's wrong with you?
It looks, listen, when you use purple, that's really cold, right?
So we get one sweep of purple, and then it looks like it's going to come again.
A little blue.
I'm not okay with this.
Folks in the Capitol Beltway will see a 40-degree swing in high temperatures. Yesterday's was 93. Monday's will be 52. Average temperatures in Washington, because that's what this article's about.
This isn't right.
At this time of year, typically run in the mid-50s. Mother Nature still cannot seem to settle on a steady rise in temperature trend with Northern Hemisphere spring underway. Okay, so I'm just telling you right here in the United States of America, the United States of Ohio, we're having a temperature drop as well. So we got...
I want to talk about Mother Nature.
You're going to talk about Mother Nature?
Right. So we don't know what happened to Savannah Guthrie's mom.
No.
No idea.
No.
She was kidnapped.
Sunday and Monday. Oh, Sunday's the birthday party. Keep going. 54.
No, 58. But follow me on this. Savannah Guthrie's mother.
Mother.
Kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. Kidnapped. Has been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Resistance Chicks right here on Faith and Freedom TV. We are so proud to be part of this amazing, phenomenal, God-filled network. You can tune into the rest of this episode, and there's two more hours, over at ResistanceChicks.com. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory. If it's actually the truth, we love you. God loves you. God bless. Don't forget to visit shop.ResistanceChicks.com and use promo code B2T at the checkout to save 10%.